But first, a series of damaging leaked text messages from government members have raised questions about the character of Prime Minister Scott Morrison. With an imminent federal election on the cards, the idea of a change of leadership within the Liberal Party is not out of the question, but certainly an unpalatable option. James Murray has the story.
In the past 2 weeks, there have been several reports of leaked text messages in which both sitting and former members of the Liberal Party have allegedly accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of being a psycho and a horrible person. Last night, Bob Carr, industry professor at UTS, the former Minister for Foreign Affairs and former Premier of New South Wales, claimed that the leaked text written by former Premier Gladys Berejiklian was given approval to be used by a journalist by Defence Minister Peter Dutton. Dutton has rejected these claims. Speaking to Mr. Carr, he emphasised the severe nature of messages like these being leaked from within the party.
The outstanding fact is this. There's a minister in the government who is prepared to talk of the Prime Minister as a psycho. There's a minister in the government who then turned round and told the journalist he had permission to use it at this time. Now, that is unbelievable. And the way to clear the air is if Mr. Dutton's saying it wasn't him, against everyone's instinct, then the way to clear the air is to name the person who did it. And I assume that senior ministers sitting around that cabinet table know who did it.
When asked if reports that he was second-guessing his claims about Mr. Dutton were true, Mr. Carr had this to say.
No, that's not accurate. I've got my source, and as much as any journalist, I don't give my source away. But the fact is, most Australians would see it this way. No one's got more to gain than running down the Prime Minister than the person who's the choice of the right wing of the Liberal Party as an alternative to a Prime Minister who's clearly struggling.
Mr. Carr goes on to speak of the potential for Mr. Dutton to become the new leader of the Liberal Party if a change were to occur.
I think it'd be a terrifying choice. Terrifying choice for Australia. He's a climate change denier. He talks in undiplomatic language about our China relationship, makes it look like he's an enthusiast for war over Taiwan. I think he's a disaster. But it's clear that there are some people on the right of the Liberal Party who see him as an alternative to Scott Morrison, and they would back him for the job, and I think he's hungry for the job.
Journalist and political analyst Amanda Kopp affirms the effect that leaks like these can have on the leadership of a political party.
Usually when leaks start happening in a political party, that's kind of the first sign that there are fractures happening, you know, because someone usually within the party is the source of those leaks. And so, you know, you've got to ask the questions of why were those leaks, if not to destabilise the government or destabilise Scott Morrison's leadership. But at least what we've seen on a public face is that after these text messages have been leaked, that all of the ministers and important people in the government have come out and said, you know, no, we're a united front. This isn't a problem. And, you know, we're going to be charging towards the next election as this united party.
In referencing the recent bizarre media appearances by Scott Morrison, Mr. Carr comments on what the Prime Minister has to lose from leaks like these.
Well, you can only speculate about that, but the government has been in free fall. If the Prime Minister is reduced to massaging the scalp of customers in a hairdressing salon, it shows that he certainly feels an element of desperation. I mean, I've been in state politics, and there were things approaching gimmicky that I had to do from time to time, but no one would have suggested that to me.
Given the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, was also revealed to have sent disparaging messages about the Prime Minister, we asked Mr. Carr what he thought today's meeting of the Nationals would look like.
I think Mr. McCormack, who was edged out of the leadership by Mr. Joyce only a short time ago, will ensure that there are critical voices heard about the misjudgments of the Deputy Prime Minister. Suffice it to say, the Deputy Prime Minister himself offered his resignation.
As there is yet to be a definitive and provable account over who sent these messages, Ms. Kopp explains possible reasoning behind these accusations against Mr. Dutton, given his history in the Liberal Party.
We have to remember that back when Scott Morrison became leader of the Liberal Party, Peter Dutton was his primary contender in that leadership contest, and obviously Scott Morrison came out on top. But, you know, anyone who puts their name forward for a leadership contest certainly is someone who is potentially waiting in the wings for an opportunity to strike. So there are some arguments about why Peter Dutton might have been the person to leak those text messages. But as I said, we can't be sure, and he has denied that he was the one to leak it.
NRN political correspondent from Canberra, Amanda Kopp, ending that report by James Murray and myself. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.